the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. What is the underpinnings of their debate? And I suggested, based on the Ritva and the Meiri, that it might be just technically whether or not there's physical yinika. But I brought you kama v'kama rayis from both the Gemara and from the Rishonim that I thought that there was some other element that in addition to being yoinik from the karka, something has to be connected and mechuber to the karka. And that was from Rashi's and from the Gemara, from the Rava. And I want to add another raya. We still have to get to the next set of Maror Mekoymis, which I think will be very, very interconnected to this chakira of yinika versus chibur. Stay tuned, Amir Tzashem, to the next set of Maror Mekoymis, which hopefully we'll get to maybe even Sunday. But Tosfos, the Gemara says, when Rava rejects the connection between Otzitz Nakov, Amurach Agavi Yesedis to Sfina, that the Gemara thinks, Lefi Rab Zera, that there's a parallel between the two. Rava says, Dil Malohi, Adkon Lakomar Rabbi Yehuda Asam Ela Besfina. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said this by Sfina, but not by Avir. But not by Otzitzar. So Taisis in the bottom Taisis, Kain Hua Emetz. The Otzitz ke Mechubur. Everybody's got to buy in to Otzitz being Mechubur. What Taisis just said? Taisis just brought and said to you what the Nekuda of the Sugi is. By the way, I passed by Noam reading one of the Mefarshim in the Kaiv, it's the Arts Vitzayunim. He mamish, it's like almost word for word shir yesterday. He starts from the Taisis Kasha, Mashaychis, right? That doesn't really understand what Taisis Teretz is. And then he introduces this new element of not being unique oriented, but being Mechuber oriented. And perhaps that's what Taisis is saying. That you could have a situation that it's Mechuber to the area of Eretz Yisrael that's going to help you Linyan get, even though technically it's not going to be enough to be Mechayev and Trupas and Maisis because there's no Yenika. That's exactly what this other Mahalach of the Sugi is. What is Taisis Asakasha? Taisis says, the Gemara says, Rava says, don't compare Otzitz, that's Al-Gabi Yesedis, that's on that, you know, tripod. Is that what they call it?
Tripod.
Is that what it is? The metal thing?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah. So, that thing that's suspended in the air, right? Don't think that that's where there's going to be a Machlok Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Even Rabbi Yehuda would be masking where? By an Otzitz Ba'avir on the tripod. So Tosfos, I'll tell you why. Because there's a Gemara later on that discusses, right, what Rabbi Yisai, that discusses what? Something we all did at the beginning of this year. We all signed what?
Prosbols.
And the halacha is that prosbol, what? Enkos and prosbol, elal, otzitz nakov. Prosbol has to be, right? On a halva that's on that has karka. That's what Gemara says later on. Yeah,
so
Gemara says mils. What? Because you rent.
And then it applies to everything.
And loans that have a karka. Yeah, Gemara says the Rabbanan said they're not talking prosbol on a mils lo shchicha, and it's not shchiach that you're going to ever loan a person that doesn't have karka that you could collect from him.
But I'm saying.
Yeah. Dafka on a loan that has karka. Even if you only have a mashu of karka.
You still have to pay back the money.
Yeah, vada. No, it's just the takana of prosbol was only said on a person that, on a borrower that has karka. So, Taisa says, what do you mean, that's going to be a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan? Gemara never says that that's machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Elamai, Rabbi Yehuda also subscribes. Subscribes to what, Rabbi Yisai? Subscribes to what? That an otzitz nakov is what? Is yoinik min hakarka? No. Prosbol has no shaychus to yinika, to mitzvah atluyus ba'aretz. Tosfos is looking for a different ingredient. What's Tosfos' opinion? He's megala to us in that kasha, Rabbi Yisai. In that line, that one line in the bottom Tosfos. Kein hua emes to otzitz kemechuber.
The prepare kashelech on meaning in koizim beprusba el al otzitz nakuv. Sounds like there's another nekuda in our sugya. Prusba is only doing with kibur. Is it mechubur lekarka? Is it not mechubur lekarka? The Ritva would never have a kasha like this. The Ritva would never have to make a comment like that in our Gemara. Sounds like the Rishonim were saying there's another pshat in our Gemara, and that might shed light on what Tosis says in the end of Tosis also, that we were mesupik about. If he doesn't hold like the Rush, that there's no chiyuv trumas and maisus, yeah, but you'll see, Meretz Hashem, in the next sugya, the way Tosis says in the end of Tosis, Dir Maschel Otzitz, but it's connected to an area that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So as long as there's chibur to an area that has a Shem Eretz Yisrael, so then that's sufficient for get. Perhaps Tosis also, on a certain level, not linyan trumas and maisus, but on a certain level, forget, held that this idea of chibur was pivotal. So I think that this Yisayit Rabbi Yisayit is definitely true, at least in some of the Rishonim. Yeah, Judah.
Let me just repeat the written Meiri.
Mitra Meiri says the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon is what's Yoinik? Yonika. Yeah.
So what would Rabbi Yehuda be saying?
Rabbi Yehuda was saying it's not Yoinik unless it's Gosheshes.
Isn't Gosheshes also not Yoinik because there's the boat in between?
Excellent question. Stay tuned to the next sugya. Did everyone hear what Judah asks? You're right. Everyone hear what Judah asks? I don't understand what's going on in Ir Bechlal. Most bolts don't have a hole. So what are we even Bechlal discussing? Excellent question. Boats have a hole?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe to let out water or something.
Yeah, man. I thought you were going to sink.
Maybe.
Isn't a hole create you to sink, Chevra? Yeah. Ayin Tois Menoch is paid dollar. You'll see. Oh, stop destroying the next sugya. I don't want to talk about this. But yes, this is what Rashi. Yes, we're going to have to say some shot in the ship. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent, guys.
In understanding that it's about Mechubur, is the way to say it for Trumas and Maestros that, like for the Aliyah, that there's just a different threshold for Meiser and...
You need also Yanika, not just Chibur. Whereas the Rush would hold, no, all you need is Chibur.
It's not that even within Chibur, there's just different types of Chibur?
I don't think so. I think Tosis needs for Trumas and Maestros Yanika, Mechubur plus Yanika. Within Rabbi Yehuda.
But then why would... I mean, he says much in game sooner, but what's the reason that that would be different by the water? That you would all of a sudden not need the Nika? According to Rabbanu.
The Rabbanu don't hold Nika. You need a Nika. That's clear.
By land.
No, I don't think they would. No, the Gemara says by Otzitz. Rabbi Zeir is saying by Otzitz that would be the same. If it's suspended in the air. It would Banu L'machalik, Rabbanu Rabbi Yehuda. Same Machalik. Oh, you want to know Rabbanon who hold by Sfina that it's Chayiv, and potentially according to Reb Zero also by an Asit Ba'avir, would they, you're saying they wouldn't L'chora be Mechayiv you by an Aliyah according to Tosfos, if you hold not like the Rush. So why not? Why not? Why not? Yeah, maybe it's like an otzitz shein onakov. It's mafzik. You have a building, just like you have a. If you have a pottery plant that has no hole, right? If you have a plant, you know, right? Like you know what I'm talking about, right? The potted plants, and it's sitting on the ground. Rabbanon hold that's not chayv, right? It's only a question by an otzitz nakov, right? So Tosis will tell you, for unique purposes, the building is like a potted plant without a hole. That's mafsik. That's not debatable. I mean, that's only chayv in the rabban in trumas and maisers, because there's a mechitza, there's a separation. Masha inkein by mine. I don't get it. I don't understand. If you hold it, you don't need karka. Yeah, it comes out very strange. Rabbanon holds
that an otzitz she'eno nakov, a potted plant without a hole that's sitting on the ground that's roy lezria, is not chayav midoraisa. Right? That's an otzitz she'eno nakov. Yet if you're sitting on the sea, on land that's not roy lezria, then you're chayav midoraisa.
So you would be chayav in that case, just like on the roof you're chayav.
That's the rush. That's the rush. We're in Tosfos now. What's pshat? What's pshat l'fi rabbanan? That's be'etzim what Oren's asking. You're on. Everyone agrees to the concept of atzut she'eino nakuv. It's only chayav in the rabbanan. It's a gzeira atu nakuv. Without a hole, there's nothing that's being yoinik. It must be that the Rabbanon hold that there's a yinika to the land to be mechayev and trumas and maizris in a ship above and beyond a potted plant that's separating from a ground that's even royal Israel.
Why can't it be that it's going, I mean, this only works in the understanding that is in the Chuba. Why can't it just be that there's a different standard for mechubar by getting and by meiser?
What's your standard?
That it needs to be in the ground, not because of yinika, but it's just if it's not in the ground, then it's not.
And being on a ship is as if it's in the ground.
Yeah. Because the water is less.
Because there's no separation.
It's also much cleaner to say that it's just mechubar all the way through, and it's not half mechubar and half yinika.
You're saying it just needs ground. Yeah, it needs karka eretz yisrael. Yeah. And even if that's not roi lezria, it doesn't matter. It's growing l'maisa.
Yeah, but then it's roi lezria.
But Tosfos says that mayim is not roi lezria.
Maybe so something can't grow in the water.
So, but the rabbanon holds your chayef.
Maybe yinika is in the water?
Yeah.
I wish
that's what Gemara says.
Doesn't the Gemara say,
guys, we're in Zayin Amud Beis. We're not in Rebbe on Rav Nachman. No, that's not. We have to focus on where we are. This Tosfos is saying a svara within the Gemara right now. Something that maybe Oren's right. Maybe it's connected to the karka. Yeah, I don't care. Royal Israel, not Royal Israel. This is on the karka. So if you have a plant that grows in the desert that's not royal Israel that I wouldn't invest to build a farm on, but lamaise, it grew in Eretz Israel. It's connected to the Karka Eretz Israel. That's chayiv. And mayim is the same thing.
But
a plant with a separation is as if it's in another country. It's as if it's another country. The potted plant. The walls of the plant.
According to who?
Everyone.
You're seeing the...
Atzit she'eino nakov is only chayiv nirabanan hagzera atu atzis nakov.
What is this pot made out of?
I don't want to get into that yet. Let's though. Yes, that's correct. Serious. Let's say plastic.
Can we see if there's a difference between how far that was brought from Chutz La'aretz? Maybe we could say that the rabanan behold, if you took dirt from Eretz Yisrael, put it in a potted plant, and then grew it in Eretz Yisrael, that would be chayiv.
No one holds that an otzitz she'eino nakuv is chayiv, unless it's a certain material that Joan wants me to talk about. When I don't want to talk about it, I'll talk about it on Sunday. Yeah.
Maybe yinika and artistry are two independent things, but they're still somehow yinika.
L'chayr. I think what Jeremy is saying is right. It's not. It's kind of like what I'm saying. It's not a good investment. It's not. That's not fertile ground, as they would say.
On that ground.
Right, but it gives off nutrients. Yeah, l'chayr, what Jeremy's saying makes sense. A thing could be yoinik and could create growth. But then what you're saying, Jeremy, is I don't need Eretz Yisrael at all, according to Rabban. Yeah, I don't need land of Eretz Yisrael at all, according to Rabban.
Why not? Because
why are they being mechayed by my... Meaning...
It's the land, is Eretz Yisrael.
Meaning, it's so what's the Nekudas HaMachlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban? Whether or not all you need is Yeniko, or you need Karka, or you need Barzria? That's the Machlekes.
Well, Or they're arguing about the mitzvah of how unique it is.
Could be. Could be.
Then what about Rav?
What?
What about Rav?
Rav is saying, as far like I said yesterday, that you can't be mevatel this area into the land if it's oimid levroyach. It's not a makom.
But I thought we're saying that it has a
tree. Right.
Rava shows that it's about Mechuba.
You're asking, according to the Ritva, and according to those Rishonim that learn that it's B'tzad Nika, so why is Rava differentiating based on something that's moving? Well, my sense being
now that question extends even to here, because we're saying even the Mechuba shot has to do with.
Right, so it could be that Rava up Lefi the Ritva, maybe Rav is introducing a new way of looking at things.
Why can't you say it also has to do with Yoniko?
That you, it's not Yonik when it moves?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. It's the plant getting a source from the ground. How can it sufficiently get a source from the ground if it's constantly moving back and forth?
Because it's growing, man.
Is it?
It grew. I have a plant in front of me.
Yeah, but there's dirt in the boat.
Okay.
So it has to get Yanika from the ground of Eretz Yisrael.
So you're saying it just grew, but it didn't grow from the land there itself because it moves. Could be. So I hear that.
A lot of gross stuff.
Yeah. However, not clear. Not clear Gemara. Difficult. As far as Mikan and Lakan. Is anything clear? Yeah, something's clear. So let's go to the clarity. Yeah, Jonah.
According to Tosos, everything that matters within Rebbe, to make you chayiv in Meiser and to make you chayiv in Get is that when you're on ground that's a bar zriya, whether that's mechuber.
No, according to Tosis, it's not. You have to be growing out of that ground. You can't just be connected to that.
So when it's gosheshes, it's still not a lav bar zriya.
It's still a lav bar zriya.
It's still a lav bar zriya.
Everyone hear what Jonah just asked? Jonah just asked was, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you're putter when you're on the Mayim, when you're in the Sfina and you're on the Mayim, because you're on land. That's Lav Bar Zriya, right? So ask Jonah, so what? So I'm on that same land. No.
For which one? For what?
For Trumas and Maestris. When it's Goishish. What changes? I'm still on land that's Lav Bar Zriya. So the answer is, what is the answer? What is the answer? This is bothering me. What's the answer? Yeah, Ian?
You said Rashi, Rashi says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Adam on Ha'ara, so since it's actually physically touching the ground.
You have to say it like that. So now it comes out of fascinating Chiddush, right? That now, when it's Mamish Mechuber, then Lav Bar Zriya doesn't bother me. It's crazy. I know. It's like, This is like a moving ship. Seriously, literally.
Could that be why the Rabbanon holds that even before it's Gosheshes, because they don't hold that the water is that much of a hefzik, so it's still fully mechuber, so it doesn't matter that it's not part of Zriya.
Yeah, that could be. It's machloikis, and they view it as mechuber at that point in time. Yeah.
So it's still about mechuber.
It could be.
Not only
because
of the ground when there's
right.
Nika.
Right.
So
exactly.
You can get meister from seaweed.
That was the kasha that.
That's the answer.
Because it's not growing on the mayim, you're saying?
Yeah.
It's growing on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying seaweed is goysheshes?
Yeah.
Is it?
So it's mechuber, and then all the stuff works out.
Yeah,
the
clear, it's coming out of the bottom of the ocean, no? I don't know. Is seaweed growing out of the bottom of the ocean? What?
Where does it grow out of that?
What does it do?
From water.
Wait a second. Is seaweed. Do you make. Slow down. Is seaweed like a mushroom?
No.
Do you make a shako on seaweed?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is that's not no gay though seaweed. However, this is not plants.
Based on what I've read, it looked like it. But you don't know if he's talking about seaweed actually. He's just talking about things that grow from water.
No, that's not what he's talking. He's not talking about. Yeah, he's talking about gidulei mayim. That's what I want to get to. It grows from water.
Yeah.
So it's not nogeya. Oh, so it's mamish like a mushroom. So it's a shahako.
No.
Yeah.
It's not shahako.
It is. Hey, bro. This is getting me into the next stage.
The breath would be shahako.
Lamaisa, let's go back to territory that things are glatt, that are clear.
What's going on over here? How do we pass in this shiloh, everybody say, Rabban Rabbi Huda? So let me tell you something.
This is $1 million shiloh. Why is it $1 million shiloh? Literally. There's something called, it was an Eitzah, that they came up with to resolve all the Trumas and Maisers and Shvias issues. And that's called Gidule Mayim. You find this in Eretz Yisrael. You go to Yesh, it's called hydroponics, right? You can have a lettuce. You can have vegetables that look exactly like classic vegetables, and they actually grow from water, and they're not growing from the land. So the shaila is, what brach do I make on this? What is this? How do I view this? Is this the same as a regular vegetable, right? That you make a borei pri hadama. Rabbeisai, what about Shemitah? Could I get around the wall of Shemitah? And now I can have vegetables and I can work on these, all of these items, and have stock up all the farmers markets in Israel through Gidulei Mayim. Wow. Where do we look? What?
It's not there, Zriya.
It's not there, Zriya.
I think the Gidulei Tal.
So therefore, it's not. You're going to say it's not going to be Chayav Trumas Maisers. Not going to be Chayav Shvias. Okay. But that's the rush. What about the other Shem? Rabbi Yisai comes along, Rabbi Vadi Yosef. He has a tshuva in Yechav Adas, and he has an analysis like this, and you're not going to believe this, Rabbi Say. It starts from our parsha.
Don't tell me.
I didn't set this up. Comes along the Chaye Adam, and the Chaye Adam raises a shayla. What bracha did they make on the month? Anyone ever think about the shayla?
Just ask them that.
What bracha do you make on the
Whatever this fully imagined.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The Mara says with Feirish that Moshe Rabbeinu was attacking Birkas HaMazon. So the Pashtus says they made the brachas also. So what bracha do they make? Oh. So the Bnei Sosra, the Chidah, the Bavadi quotes in this, and this is true. Says that maybe it's Hamoitzi Lechem Min HaShemayim, but he starts off with a psak from the Chaye Adam, that the Chaye Adam says, not only do you not make a bracha on the mon, because it didn't grow from the ground, but the Chaye Adam thinks that you can't make a bar pri adama on a much more serious shiloh, Rabbi Yisai, which I'm sure all of you had, these shilohs. Chaye Adam thinks you don't make a bar pri adama even on something that grows from an otze shein or nakuf. That's not growing from the ground. You can't say bar pri adama. So therefore, you don't make it. Maybe you make a shahakol. You don't make a borei pri adama. It's not a vegetable. It's not a motzi me'adama. And similarly, you, when it comes to the mon, you don't make a bracha of a motzi lechem min ha'aretz on the mon. That they were, they would say, it's a little funny, Rabbi say. It comes out, the Gemara says, beferish, that on the mon they benched. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was metakin birkas hazon. So it comes out, you can't say a motzi lechem min ha'aretz, but you can say Birkas HaMazon. Doesn't the Yerushalmi have a klal? Kol shemivarchan ala Birkas HaMazon, mivarchan ala hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. Maybe not by mon.
That's only one way.
I thought that's what the klal is. It's from Birkas HaMazon to hamotzi. Yeah, okay, but the klal is still a klal.
But were they following every?
That's the whole assumption to the discussion, is that they were following their abundance. Just like the others were following even Eir Tashil, which is not such a faulty assumption. It is the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Chav Ches. So, Yesh Ladim. But, Chevra, some say they didn't make a bracha at all. Gemara says in Yuma on Daf Ayin Hey,
that it absorbed into their bodies. It wasn't through a regular achila, the achila of the months. Maybe they didn't make a bracha. It's a big shaila in the Pesukim in this week's parsha, whether or not they made a bracha. But comes along Ravadi, and Ravadi says, I do not agree with this chayav. I think that you should for sure make a bracha bar pri adama when something grows out of Atsushin or Nakov. Maisa, Atsushin or Nakov, okay, it might be Bidura Bottom Chayav and Shumas and Maisers, but at the end of the day, it's growing out of something, and therefore, it's growing out of soil, and therefore, at least on a level derabbanan, for derabbanan, you should make a bracha bar pri adama. Then Rabbi Avadia says, but when it comes to Gidule Mayim, I'm not so sure. Because that's not even growing out of soil. That's not even growing out of earth. That's not even similar to the growth pattern of what exists from the ground. Should you make a bracha or should you not make a bracha? Zokt Rabbi Avadia Yosef. Rabbi Isai. Zokt Rabbi Avadia Yosef. This is an amazing, sugya to show the godless of how you need to seriously learn everything, and every word in Shas could be the answer to this fundamental million-dollar question. Zotar Bavadi Yosef, it comes down to one word, where? Not in Demai, not in Orlo, not in Shlius, not in Trumas, not in Meisers, not in Meisers Sheni, in Gittin and Avzayim Mid Beis. It's the magical word. Oh. So I came and I sat down next to my Shechenim, Ben and Moshe Mordechai, who we miss very dearly. And Moshe Mordechai asked me a kasha, and he says to me, I don't remember, Ben, what was the kasha? It was something like, what? So I said, like, the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, and he's like, wait a sec, what machloikis? I'm like, the machloikis. And he's like, what machloikis? And I said, machloikis in our Gemara, like what? Like the ABCs of the sugya. Chevra, how do you read our Gemara? How do you read our Gemara? So comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says that there's machloikis in Sanhedrin, that when the Gemara uses the language of what? First word in Shas. Amosai. Is Amosai lefarish? Or is Amosai lachloik? Come on, Rabbi. This is so boring. I don't want to talk about this. Why are you wasting my time with this? Because this is the key. Says Tosis, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that anytime you use the word Amosai, it's ba lefarish. And that's why Tosfos says there's a girsa that's floating around that instead of Rab Zera in the second half of the Gemara by the suspended potted plant in the Avir has Rab Yochanan instead of Rab Zera, that it's a machloikes between Rab Yehuda and Rabbanon. Says Tosfos, it can't say Rab Yochanan. It has to be Rab Zera, like our girsa. Why? Because Rab Yochanan always holds that Amosai is ba lefaresh v'loy ba lachloik. Aye, frech the Tosis. How could Rabbi Yochanan say Amosai is lefarish loyba lachloik? Isn't there a machloikes in the Gemara? Tana this and Tana this. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. So Tosis in the first day, yeah, our Gemara is going with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Why? Rabbi Yirmiyah holds Amosai is ba lachloik. So then the Gemara reads like a charm. But you're right. In the world of Rabbi Yochanan, what? Amosai is ba lefarish, like Moshe Mordechai. There is no machlokes. Answer number two in Tosfos Rabbi Isai is how does the Gemara over here say that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon? This town is Rabbi Yehuda, this town is Rabbanon, but the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanon. Yet the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us Amosai is ba lefarish. What's the second day in Tosfos? Yesh lechalik between what and what? A brisa and a mishnah. When it comes to a braisa like our Gemara Tana, then Amosai is ba lachlik. When it comes to a Mishneh, Amosai is ba lefarish. Different ways of writing in the Tanaic literature you can learn about in your afternoon classes in the Tanaic literature, right? How they use the terminology of Amasai. Was it a different perspective, or was it an explanatory approach? You like that? Like a tango? Chevra. Zok the Rambam! How do we paskin? Rambam paskins at Hilchus Trumas. Everybody knows that someone that grows in water is potter from Trumas and Meisters. Unless it's Goshesh. Rambam is paskins like reviewed. Frekta Neisa Kalim, what do you mean? Yachid Barabim, Aloch Karabim, why do you leave out the Rabban? Tanakama. That's the opinion of the Rabban. Shouldn't you paskin like that authoritative figure over Rabbi Yehuda? Zok the Kesef Mishnah, simple teretz. Everybody say, what's the teretz of Kesef Mishnah? You could be the Kesef Mishnah on this Gasha. Posh, did anyone learn Taisus? Kesef Mishnah holds what? Obviously, the Rambam read the Gemara that Amasai was Ba Lefarish. Amasai was Ba Lefarish. Everyone holds the same opinion. This Gemara was going according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. But our Gemara is going, but Abu Ibrahim holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Amos says, Bala Farish, everyone holds it's all about Gosheshes or not Gosheshes. Moreover, Aboisai, Zokter Bavadio, if that's Shad and Rambam, and the Rambam held like that day in Tosfos of how to read our Gemara, so Melo, Zokter Bavadio, you know what broch you make on Hadre Panics? Shehakol. Don't make a bar priya damo. Because if it's not gosheshes, so then it's not gidulim in the arts. A sugya of b'fonay nechta, Rabbi, is going to tell me now on this new product, on what's done in Eretz Yisrael, b'zmanazeh, whether or not I should make a shahako, or I should make a bar priya damo. And not only that, Rabbi Yisai, but came along the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish thought that based on our sugya, and because there are 2 days in Tosfos, and there's a very, very big suffix about this Gedulei Mayim, this is also going to be an Eitzah for Shvius as well. And it's mutter to have, right, vegetables you're not allowed to have during the seventh year. So another sugya, they say, and most fruits in Eretz Yisrael in the seventh year, people make a big mistake. They think you're not allowed to have it. Oh, Shemitah. Oh, Shemitah. No, you're allowed to eat Shemitah. Shemitah's mutter. Shemitah might even be a mitzvah to eat Shemitah. Like, relax. Like, let's reorient ourselves. But not when it comes to vegetables. That's where things get complicated. Remember that call in the summer? Not vegetables. Vegetables is the Isser Svichin. Chazal made a gzera that people were paying. People played shtick, not just Bezman Azev. They played shtick back in the day. So they pretended, they planted their field, and they pretended, oh, these things just grew on their own, right? These things just grew on AI, right? AI, you know. The shtick already started back in the field. So Chazal said all vegetables are awesome. All vegetables, you can't. Anything you can play shtick with and pretend that it grew on your own is going to be usser to eat and to cook with during Shemitah. That's going to be usser. Okay, so what do you do with Gidulei Mayim? So the Chazon Ish said, Gidulei Mayim is water. Based on this shmuz. What about things that grow in a house outside of the field? What's the din there? Not on Mayan? So that is not as clear. That's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. What's that suffix in the Yerushalmi based on? So this is where things get a little interesting. So everybody said that's in terms of the halachic nafkaminas of our Gemara of hydroponics. It really comes out of one word of Amasai from our sugya. Rabbi Isai, the last nekuda before we move on and get into the potted plants in the next stage of the sugya is that this Rambam, although in Trumas and Maiseris and sounds like he paskin like that day in Tosfos that there's no machloikas, and therefore Rabbi Avadya thought that legabe the bracha you can make a shakel. By the way, you should know Rabbi Avadya's opinion is not the universal opinion. Rav Vosner in his Chuvis and Chelik Aleph and Simon Reish Hay says that he thinks that it's enough to be the same type of food. Doesn't matter where you grow in brachas. Meaning, if it smells like a cucumber, if it feels like a cucumber, if it looks like the cucumber, and if it has the same nutrients as a cucumber, then it's a cucumber for brachos. So the Rav Osner thinks that you go based on the min. If normally most minim grow in the ground and you say bar bri adama, you should also make a bar bri adama on the gidulei mayim, the hydroponics. But Rav Avadia, based on our sugya, disagrees with Rav Osner. Yeah.
What about gluten-free bread or that whole sugya?
Gluten-free bread?
Isn't that shahago?
Yeah. But that has nothing to do with hydroponics.
It doesn't, but I'm saying if you're going by the look of something versus
that doesn't have the ingredients. That's garnish. No, it's not. What I meant is I use that as a little bit of exaggeration. I mean it's the same mint. Over there it's not the same mint. It's not because of the appearance. That's not the mechayev. It means cucumbers from a mint are the same ingredients, the same nutrients, the same thing. But you're right. If it's even the fact that you make something look like this, and then it's not going to necessarily make a bracha, right? Yeah.
Why is it only if it is the farish?
Because then you don't have a machlokes.
But if you have a machlokes, it's still passing like Rav
Yehuda. That's a pell. That's what Nosek can last. You shouldn't pass like Rav Yehuda be machon rabban. That's his kash. It must be that the Rambam held that it was the farish. Yeah.
Just to clarify the. Saying that he learns Argamar as a farish, or that Argamar?
No, Argamar is not Levi Zavilsa. Exactly, yeah. Everyone has to learn Argamar as a farish. Yeah, Daniel.
What would Rav Osner say about this new stem cell meat? Would it be arv or meat?
What in the world does that have to do with this?
Because we're talking about like what would the
mutter? You're being a shackle no matter what. You want to know whether it's mutter? You want to know whether it's mutter?
It's part of meat.
Yeah.
That's a separate shiloh. That's a bussar v'cholos sugya. Well, okay. So great. So I tell you, we were just at the plant. You saw the pictures.
Yeah.
We were just at the plant in Eretz Yisrael. We went with Rav Asher Weiss. We went with Rav Schechter. We went with Rav Rimon, and all the rabbanim that came on the trip. So there's two different plants. We went to the plant that they made chicken. They take it out of the. They take a stem cell out of the egg. It's as you could see it. And then they form that into some like chicken type zach. It looks like gefilte fish crumpled up. And that ultimately becomes your $1 million product of being a chicken patty. Okay?
So the
woman who was presented looked at all the rabbanim and she said, I don't know how to taste. I want to know if I'm allowed to taste it, which is why I'm having you here. So Rav Asher Weiss thought, it's meat. It's chicken, and you should assume that it's chicken. Others think that maybe that's only midrabbanan, marisayin, maybe not. Rav Schechter, again, I spoke to him again after the trip. I checked it. Can we pause this for a second?
The last piece. The Rambam, although the Rambam sounds posher that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and what we're saying is because Rabbi Yehuda didn't really argue with the Rabbanan according to the way the Rambam paskined our Gemara, and the Rambam went with the Manda Omer that held Amosai was the Farish, which was not the Mahalach of our Gemara that learned it as a Machloikas. The problem is the Rambam holds when it comes to Arlo and Maaseh Sheni, in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, the Rambam doesn't mention the distinction of Goysheshes versus Eino Goysheshes. So how could the Rambam, on the one hand, hold Legabe Trumas and Maizis and Shvias that you need to be Goyshesh, that if you're not touching the ground, that's not going to be enough to be Gidule Karka Eretz Yisrael, to be Chayiv and Mitzvah Satulis Ba'aretz. Yet at the same time, for Mitzvah Satulis Ba'aretz of Arla, we're automatically going to say, even if it's on a ship, even if it's not Goysheshes, if it's Migdal B'mayim, it's going to be Chayiv. Basic question, sounds like a straight up stira in the Rambam. So Rabbi, the Achronim got to work over here. And the Achronim made some distinctions. The first distinction is made none other than one of the Mefarshei Rambam, Nelchus Bikurim, Zok the Mishnah Lamelach. It's very basic. It's all based on the nature of Arla. Arla could only come from what, Rabbi Yisai?
From
What is Arla? Arla is the Isser of having fruits the first 3 years. By the way, this is not something that's restrictive to Eretz Yisrael. There's Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that applies to Chutz Laaretz as well. So those of you that plant fruit trees in your backyard, make sure you don't have the fruits in the first 3 years.
So what's a Shiloh?
Huh?
So what's the question?
What question?
Why does it matter if it's Goshashis or not?
Because you need to know.
You still need to grow from the ground. It's just that the Chiddush is that it can grow from Chutz Laaretz. Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
100%.
What? Arla and Chutz Laaretz?
So why does it matter if it's Goshashis or not?
Why am I sure about what? Like, Arla and Chutz Laaretz?
Our question in over here was whether you'd be Chayv and Meiser, not because it's not considered a plant, because it's not connected to Eretz Yisrael. So okay, if you said Orla does not have to be in Eretz Yisrael, it could be in America, then why does it matter if it's Goshashis or not?
Because the Rambam, you're saying, the Rambam, Orla in Eretz Yisrael is like regular Trumas and Maisis, like regular Gedulei Karka. There's the Chiddush, Halacha Moshe Sinai, that Vaday Orla in Chutz La'aretz is Chayav.
Okay, perfect. So if you're on a boat, it doesn't have to be Goshashis.
I'm supposed to be connected to Chayav Yerabana.
So you want to say that the Baal, that Arla could exist in Chutz La'aretz, it doesn't need to grow from the ground.
Who said it needed to grow from the ground?
It still has to be connected to something.
Who said it doesn't? Is.
Right, the Halacha Moshe Sinai.
It doesn't?
Yeah. No. He's saying for the fact that Chutz La'aretz is a raya that doesn't have to grow from the ground. Yeah, Jeremy's saying, no, it has to grow from the ground. It just doesn't have to grow from the ground.
Or Gemara, what's the machlokus here? Whether it's a plant or whether it's in Eretz Yisrael?
Well, it's in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, so therefore, when it's not growing from Eretz Yisrael and it's not Goshashis, it's still a plant. It's just not a plant that you be Chayv and Meiser in Trumas and Meisters. So therefore, when it's not Goshashis, it's still a plant. It's just not in Eretz Yisrael. So why would you not be Chayv in Orla? If Orla does not have to be in Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe the question is it a plant in Eretz Yisrael? Is that...
Why does that matter?
Is it a plant at all?
So yeah, our question in our Gemara is not just are you Chayv in Trumas and Meisters? It's is it a plant and are you Chayv in Trumas and Meisters?
Yeah, but those two questions are answered in the same shot.
Yeah.
But here you have to focus on one of the questions still.
Right.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't. Is that an option? Is it an option to say that Arla doesn't need to be a plant?
No, I never said it doesn't need to be a
plant. Arla needs to be growing out of the ground?
Like a pot. A pot is
Chayv in Arla.
Why? Even with no holes?
Why? So says the Yerushalmi, because a tree makes a non-hold pot as if it's hold. Because the shoroshim of a tree, shiny ilam de matfafeya.
So why does it need holes?
Because it needs to be connected to the ground. Unlike your assumption. No one's assuming like you.
I don't know that.
Even though the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim tells you that Arla exists in Chutz La'aretz, and by the way, it doesn't exist the same way. Because Suffolk Arlo in Eretz Yisrael is going to be Aser, and Suffolk Arlo in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to buy a fruit in the store, even though you don't know what year it's in, because it's Suffolk. So it is a Chiddush La'alacha, I'm agreeing with you, but it's only Vade Arla. But the assumption is that it's got to grow out of the ground. The tree has to grow out of the ground. And a potted plant, we find it growing out of the ground because a tree has the nature to break through all barriers as if it's getting nutrients from outside that barrier, as if there's a hole in that. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Nakov ve'eno nakov is chayav in orla. Why? Shiny ilan din mefafeya. Because the ilan spreads its roots. That's the way an ilan grows. And the millet makes a walled potted plant as if it has a hole. So comes along the Mishnah Melech, and the Mishnah Melech says, oh, so that's going to be the answer for the Rambam by Sfina as well. That just like an elon is different, that it makes a potted plant to have holes, so what? So also a svina doesn't need to be goysheshes in what area of halacha? By orla, because there's already that connection through the elon. And elon breaks all barriers. Right? Good? That's what the answer to the Mishnah is. Comes along the Eglei Tal, and the Eglei Tal says that's not what Yerushalmi said. Yerushalmi doesn't say the Elon breaks all barriers. Yerushalmi says where you need a hole, like in Otzitz, that you're only chayiv in mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz by an otzitz nakuv, then an ilan has the ability through it spreading its roots, shiny ilan de mefafeya, that now it makes the situation of eino nakuv as if it's nakuv. But a sfina doesn't need to be nakuv. A sfina exists without being nakuv. We don't have holes in our ships, Rabbi Say, in this sugya, maybe. Okay. We don't have holes in this sugya, right? Everyone's assuming that we don't have holes, at least today. We're assuming that there's no hole because we want the ship to sail and we don't want the ship to sink, right? So if the Shvina could be chayav even without holes, so then what? There has to be another answer to the Rambam. The Svara of Shiny Ilan de Mefafeya that the Yerushalmi said is only relevant in which area of halacha? In a potted plant where all you're trying to create is what? Is a hole. So that says the Yerushalmi that an Elon has the ability to connect to the soil around it even without a hole because it's mefafeya, because it spreads. But that's not going to help the guy with the steer of the Rambam where he says the Svina doesn't have to be goysheshes, where in other halachas he says by a Svina it needs to be goysheshes. There are different rules to a Svina than to an otzitz. So the fact that you're talking about an Elon might help you in the area of Nakov versus Eino Nakov, but that piece of Yerushalmi that made that distinction of an Elon within Otzit Nakov versus Eino Nakov is not going to help us Lagabi Asfina, where nothing is Nakov, and there's a Shaila between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda of whether or not you need Gosheshes, and you, the Rambam, holds you always need Gosheshes. So why, in Hilchos Arla, do you not say that you need Gosheshes? Why are you chayv in Arla, even if it's missing the connection to the ground that's necessary for a Svina, which Rabbi Yehuda holds is only through friction, only through touching, and is not going to be sufficient when it comes to Arla. So comes along the Eglei Tal, and the Eglei Tal says, it's a different pshat. It's a different pshat. What did the Torah say in Parshas Kedoshim? When it introduces to us, I'm sorry, there's a source over here, you might want to bold twice, underline, it's a pasuk. Okay, I'm going to introduce a pasuk. Okay, a pasuk. Okay, it says, ki savo el ha aretz. What's aretz mean? What does aretz mean? Orla.
I thought orla was
halacha moshe v'sena. Orla is halacha moshe v'sena in
chutzlar.
Yeah, avada orla is a pasuk. In Eretz Yisrael. So, this is Lishi Toscha that you want to say, or all Arlor is in the Chutzlar. We should replant all of Eretz Yisrael in the Chutzlar. It's all Chom Shisina. No, that's a Chiddush. That's a Yitzhak and a Klau. So, but the classic Arlor is Kisav all Arts. It's regular Mitzvah that please Barats. That's why your old Svar is wrong. But, what does the Latayr use? The Latayr use the language of Arts. Says the Eglei Tal, oh. Perhaps that's the pshat. Perhaps when you are talking about a halacha that needs a sadeh, that the Torah says the language of sadeh, so then what? So then you need classic connection to the ground. Lamashal. Let's see for a second, Rabbi Say. What's the din Yerushalmi raises if you plant in a greenhouse? Arla. You're noteya babais. So what does Yerushalmi say? You're chayiv in Arla. Why are you chayiv in Arla? Because the Torah said in Eretz Yisrael. Because that's Eretz. That's Eretz Yisrael still. You're using ground of Eretz Yisrael. Why by Trumas and Maisers are you not necessarily Chayiv? Because it's not Sod. That's not a field. A field is not in a binyan. Chaver, this is another $1 million Shiloh of whether or not a greenhouse will help for Trumas and Maisers and for Shvi'is. Right? Matzah, anyone hear this? Matzah menutak, right? Or gidule bayis. That's this Yerushalmi. So by Orla, the Yerushalmi says that Orla is chayiv. Why? Because It says Kisavo ala aretz, and it doesn't say sod. So memele zokti engle tal. Oh, that's the answer to this theory in the Rambams. By trumas and meisers, what I need al pnei asod. I need classic growth from the ground. So therefore, the Rambam holds you need goysheshes. But by orla, what? By orla, where it's a din of Eretz Yisrael. So maybe everyone will agree, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, it will be the chiyuv of Eretz, even though it's not the chiyuv of Sod. Our machloikis in the Gemara, but by Trubas and Maisus between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, was only to fulfill al pnei asod. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to fulfill the qualification of Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yisai, the stipler, has a very big issue with this resolution in the Rambam, for the stira in the Rambam as well. Because the Rambam himself says that when it comes to Shviyas and Shemitah in the Psukim in Parshas, where Rabbi Yisai? Where Shemitah said? Bahar. So the Torah says both of the languages. It says Sodeh and it says Bayis. And yet, the Rambam, according to Yerushalmi's Besupuk, it's actually a very important child, everybody says. Yerushalmi's Besupuk, if you plant in a house in Shemitah, are you chayev or not? Is that a violation of Shemitah? Because on the one hand, the Torah says Eretz, B'shav Sa Aretz. On the other hand, the Torah also uses the language of Sadeh when it comes to Shemitah. So that's why the Yerushalmi is Mesupik, it blibes in a Suffolk. And many Poiskim think that it's Mutter because Shemitah Bezman Azez M'derabbanon, Suffolk Derabbanon Lekulo, the Pasa Shulchan Paskins. So you can plant in a bias. The Chazanish disagreed, but many Poiskim said since it ends off in a Suffolk, because by Shemitah the Torah used both languages, not like Arla, so therefore you can apply the din of Suffolk Derabbanon Lekulo, Yerushalmi Suffolk to a din Derabbanon, that Shemitah Bezman Azez is only Derabbanon. Zok the stipler, if the Egli Tal is right, that when it comes to a Sfina, since it's totally on Aretz, so therefore, even if it's not Koshesh, it's going to be Chayiv, so then what, Rabbi say? What's problematic? Why isn't the Rambam Mesupam by what? By Shemitah. The Rambam says an area that's not gosheshes, our Gemara, is potter from what? Truma, Meiser, Ushvius. All three. According to our rationale, that what? That there's a new chiyuv of Arla. And even when it's not gosheshes, it's chayiv. Because by Arla it says what? Aretz. So then that, the Rambam should, if the Rambam held of that rationale, then the Rambam should at least be mesupuk when it comes to the dinim of Shvius, where it says Aretz and Sadeh, that even if the Svina is not Gosheshes, that it might still be Chayev in Shemitah. Because if the Yerushalmi himself said by Gedule Bayis that we're not sure, because the Torah uses both terminologies, Aretz and Sadeh, for planting in a house during Shemitah, so then that should carry over Lagabe Howie Paskins in our Gemara, about Gidule, about Asmina Olech Zalamayim, that at least he should be Mesupuk when it comes to the Halacha of Gidule Mayim on top of Asmina, and he shouldn't say Betoras Vadai that the area is Potter or not. Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to leave you off. The stipler has his own shot that he thinks that Orla is different. It's not Aretz and it's not Sodeh. It's a new Machayim. It's called Kisavo El Aretz, and he thinks that even something that grows disconnected to the land, if it grows from the Avir of Eretz Yisrael, that's enough to be Mechayev and Orla, even though it's not Sada, and even though it's not Eretz, and it's a separate Parsha, and that's the way he resolves the Stira in the Rambam. He thinks that Kisavo El Aretz is more than Sada and versus Aretz, but it's all because he rejected the Egletal's pshat in making it depend on Aretz versus Sodeh, because then that would fall short when it comes to Dinei Shvius, because we know that the Yerushalmi is Mesupuk to Dinei Shvius when it comes to when it comes to a bias. I'd like to say just a very, very quick idea. I know it's late and I want to dive in for it.